Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. I think this is podcast number 14. So I hope you've been finding this information that I'm presenting in the podcast helpful. I'm really committed to getting this information out to folks so that they can learn how to live a naturally healthy life, free of diabetes or whatever other health ailments they might have. I understand that certainly there are health maladies that people don't contribute to with their lifestyle choices, but in my 25 plus years of working in the medical community, I understand that the overwhelming contribution to medical issues is our lifestyle choices. So I understand also that Americans really struggle to make changes that serve their body. So this is really why I'm out here so committed to spreading this information far and wide. Okay, so today I'm home, quote unquote, alone to record this, but I have all of my dogs and my cat in this recording room in my office to record this. So if it sounds loud, God forbid they hear something and they start barking, all of these things are real possibilities in this room right now. Bear with me, that's what you're hearing. There really are animals in this room with me. All right, so I want to tell you guys some big changes are coming for Delaine MD and also for my clients. As my individual coaching sessions are nearly all full, with only a few slots still open, I'm looking to start group coaching sessions. So these group sessions will be a six-month program. However, they will strictly be for pre-diabetics and diabetics. So if you're interested in help with weight loss and fixing your high cholesterol and quitting smoking and getting off your blood pressure medications, all of those folks will need to look for my individual coaching sessions. Again, most of those slots are full, but I will be developing a wait list. I know as of now, in the beginning of November, the next opening will be in February. But if you're interested in the group sessions for diabetics, you can register for an information session at www.delanemd.com/info-sessions. So that's www.delanemd.com/info-sessions. So register for those information sessions, come to an online session, hear all the specifics about the group coaching experience that I'll be offering. That session, that group coaching session, is going to start January 1st. We will be up and running with our first meeting January 1st of 2020. So if you're interested in making 2020 your year, let's get started. Sign up and let's get this going. Okay, so I think that's all the logistics out there. Let's get on to the good stuff. I know we've been talking a lot on the podcast about thoughts, how they drive your feelings, your actions, and inevitably your results. And as much as all of that is the truth, you all know you need to stop eating Oreos. The question is, why haven't we already done these things? That's where the thought work comes in. It's always the thought, but nobody wants to talk about the thought. Everybody wants to hear about an action plan. We want to develop a clear action plan. Just tell me what I need to do so I can get healthy. So today I'm throwing you all a bone and we are going to talk nutritional ketosis. So nutritional ketosis is also known as the ketogenic diet. There's tons of buzz out there around the ketogenic diet. A lot of this is just buzz, but today I want to talk about all of it. How ketogenics is done right, how it's done wrong in my opinion, and what the true benefits of ketogenics are. And just in case you're wondering if ketogenic diets are beneficial and can work, if you guys think back a few weeks ago when I shared the success story of my client Judy, who's normalized her blood sugars, came off of all three of her medications in five freaking days, she did this with a ketogenic diet. So I want everyone to understand that nutritional ketosis can be a very powerful tool. Recognize when I'm talking about this in this podcast, I am going to talk about nutritional ketosis and ketogenic diets, all of them. That's all the same thing. Those are interchangeable terms as far as I'm concerned. I also want to preface this entire discussion that nutritional ketosis is a powerful tool in type 2 diabetes. When we are talking about diabetes and where nutritional ketosis is most powerful, I am talking about type 2 diabetes. This is not all to be blanketly applied to type 1 diabetics, although prior to the development of injectable insulin, nutritional ketosis was the primary treatment of type 1 diabetics also. So there is a role for it in type 1 diabetics. I am not addressing that role in this podcast. I want to be clear about that. Secondly, let's talk about the difference between nutritional ketosis and diabetic ketoacidosis, or DKA. Without getting too heavy into the science and the physiology and the biology of these, I want you to recognize that DKA is a pathologic or disease state versus nutritional ketosis, which is a physiologic state or a normal state. Diabetic ketoacidosis has three requirements or three conditions to be in DKA. To meet the criteria for diabetic ketoacidosis, you have to have all three of these conditions. So the first condition, of course, is an elevated blood sugar, typically a pretty severely elevated blood sugar. Textbooks will say that you can get DKA with blood sugars around 200. However, I've never seen all three components of DKA present without blood sugars greater than 400. Most commonly, those blood sugars have been around 600. So that first part of DKA is going to be high blood sugars. The second criteria or component or part of DKA is, of course, ketosis. This develops due to insulin deficiency and in the presence of very high blood sugars. The insulin deficiency causes the body to utilize our fat to make energy. That sounds like a good thing, but when there is glucose in that mix and there's this high amount of glucose in our mix, our body starts to utilize that fat uncontrolled. There's no shutoff valve. When our body utilizes fat to make energy, recognize that it also uses muscle to, via our liver, go through our liver and make glucose, again, to make energy. All of these components, so using our fat, using our muscle, and in the presence of a lot of sugar, this causes a rise, a severe rise in two keto acids. They're organic acids. One is acetoacetate and the other is beta-hydroxybutyrate. These are strong organic acids that are produced in an uncontrolled fashion. During metabolism, these lead to acetone production. That's what causes ketosis. And of course, that strong acid, organic acid, leads to serum acidosis. That's the third component. So you have diabetes, which is your high blood sugar, keto, which is this production of ketones or ketosis, and then acidosis, which is this very high level of acid in our serum. When you're in DKA, you're producing large amounts of ketoacids. This, again, is because you're not having any shutoff valve. It's in an uncontrolled fashion versus nutritional ketosis, which produces small to moderate amounts of ketones, ketoacids in our system, and it's in a controlled fashion. So I want you to remember the name diabetic ketoacidosis explains it all. There's high blood sugars or diabetic, keto, there's ketonemia, ketones in our bloodstream, and there's acidosis. You've got a serum acidosis. Those all three have to be present for you to be in diabetic ketoacidosis. When all three of these are present, it leads your body to get sick. You have a rapid heart rate, you have a rapid respiratory rate, you have multiple electrolyte abnormalities, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, heart rhythm abnormalities, and if left untreated, certainly can lead to death. All of that sounds pretty awful, doesn't it? So how is nutritional ketosis different? First, your blood sugars are totally normal, not even close to elevated. They're typically quite low, actually. Second, there's no acidosis. There's simply ketosis. When our bodies are not given glucose or carbohydrates, simple or complex, processed or natural, our bodies release glucagon. So when we're eating a diet that's very low in carbohydrates, our body starts to release this hormone called glucagon. This glucagon wants to raise our serum glucose level. And when glucagon is present and insulin is absent, this allows our fat to be broken down into fatty acids in a very controlled manner. These fatty acids are converted into ketone bodies, which your cells, including your brain, can use for fuel. And again, the big difference between DKA and ketosis is that in DKA, you don't have any glucagon regulating this process. Why? Because, of course, your blood sugars are so high, your body's never going to release any glucagon. But in ketosis, the glucagon is present because your blood sugars are very low, and that provides a control mechanism to keep the ketone body production and the acid production in check. So patients in ketosis typically feel fabulous. They are not physically ill. There's no high heart rate, no respiratory rate. There's no nausea, no vomiting, no illness, no near-death state. Far less awful than DKA. So I wanted to clearly point out the difference between DKA and nutritional ketosis. A lot of folks get these confused. One is a state of pathology or disease, and the other is a state of physiologically using an alternative energy pathway in your body. And of course, in nutritional ketosis, there's no elevation of your blood sugars, which means you've really reversed your diabetes, which is really the greatest part for a diabetic for nutritional ketosis. Other benefits of nutritional ketosis are supported by multiple studies. The presence of ketone bodies in the bloodstream is associated with decreases in inflammatory markers, improvement in your serum cholesterol panels, improvement in kidney disease that's associated with diabetes, and of course, improvement in those blood sugar readings. Most people who are in quote-unquote nutritional ketosis, they find that they have increased mental sharpness, increased energy. Generally, they feel well. And because of all these decreased inflammatory mediators in their system, they tend to have less musculoskeletal aches and pains. Benefits for diabetics, you drop your sugars by not eating the foods that make your serum glucose levels rise. You release ketone bodies, which seem to have this healing property on your body, and your low serum glucose levels drop your insulin, restoring insulin sensitivity to your cells. All of this allows your medications to be stopped. This is a win-win-win-win. So we're going to talk about how you do it. So recognize I don't have all of my clients go into ketosis. They don't all need it. Some people can normalize their blood sugars in different ways. But if you're on a lot of meds, if you're using a lot of insulin, or if you're really interested in super rapid results, nutritional ketosis is really the way to do it. And how you do it is you just limit your dietary carbohydrates. So this can be done by counting total carbs and keeping them around 50 grams of carbohydrates per day, or you can do it by counting net carbs and keeping them between 20 and 30 grams per day. So the total carbohydrates are listed out on your nutritional label of your foods as quote-unquote carbohydrates, and the net carbohydrates are calculated by looking at the nutritional label and subtracting the dietary fiber grams from the total carbohydrate grams. So an example. If your label reads 43 grams of carbohydrates and 13 grams of dietary fiber, you subtract 13 from 43 and you get 30 net grams of carbohydrates. So remember that the typical American diet has about 225 to 325 grams of total carbohydrates in it per day. So you should expect that this is going to be a drastic cut in the carbohydrates you consume. Since most human bodies have grown quite used to burning these easily available simple carbohydrates for food, they are not going to be used to utilizing energy that's stored as fat. So what this means is that your body might be doing some complaining about this. This can lead to feeling pretty crummy in general. And this initial component of nutritional ketosis has actually been termed as the keto flu. Usually it passes in 7 to 14 days. But remember, like a heroin addict coming off their heroin, our bodies seek to avoid pain, seek out pleasure, and expend the least amount of energy possible. And this is what our brain is doing as we're teaching it to use our fat as a source of energy. Your brain is going to say, hey, a Twinkie fixes all of this. Why don't you just go get a Twinkie and make all of this better? Or whatever your refined processed food of choice is. Your brain will start pushing you towards those foods. Which is what our brain knows. This is what our brain does. It does this for us. It does this for heroin addicts when they come off of heroin, right? It sends us confused messages, even though they make us ill. This is biochemically driven, but we still become sick, right? Remember that as a heroin addict comes off their heroin, they get physically ill. They have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, sweaty spells, chills. Every fiber, every cell in a heroin addict's body is telling them to go back and do heroin. Heroin is never the right answer, and neither is the Twinkie. Allow your body to fully withdraw from all of this, fully withdraw from those processed foods, fully withdraw from the carbohydrates, fully withdraw from the flour and the sugar. This not only allows your blood sugars to normalize, it also allows your body to turn on the pathway for burning fat as fuel. And I would like to add here the importance of staying well hydrated during nutritional ketosis. You should consume no less than 64 ounces of water per day. As your body starts to burn up your fat cells, it's a process we call lipolysis. You're going to need a lot of water in your system to do that. And if you want to avoid feeling really sick and making your keto flu worse, you're going to want to make sure you're consuming plenty of water. So when you go into nutritional ketosis, you're of course normalizing your blood sugars, but you're also going through the process of breaking down all of your stored fat into energy. So what you get from that is normal blood sugars and weight loss. It's really a great combination. So how do you know if you're in ketosis? Lots of people ask that. Do I need 20 grams of net carbs? Do I need 25 grams? Do I need 30 grams? I don't know. Well, of course, the only way you're going to know is by checking. So how do you check this? Well, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can use a ketone meter, which works similarly to your glucometer. You use a lancet, you stick your finger, you get a reading of the concentration of that beta hydroxybutyrate in your system. This correlates with, obviously, with ketosis. Some people don't like this, and they don't like it because they don't like sticking their finger. It's like, hey, I'm trying to reverse my diabetes, so I don't have to stick my finger anymore, so I don't want to do that. Totally makes sense. The other way you can check for ketosis is by peeing on a ketone stick. So the ketone sticks check your urine for the presence of ketone bodies. This will give you a less precise measurement of ketosis, but it totally works. It takes some time of being in serum ketosis before that pours over to your urine. That's totally okay. You just recognize that there you may have been following and feeling like you're eating the way you should for quite some time and not seeing it on the ketone sticks. Don't worry, it will show up. Keep at it. So ketone meters are certainly more expensive than the ketone sticks, but they're more precise. But once you determine whether you use a ketone meter or whether you use the ketone sticks that you pee on, how many carbs you can eat during the day and stay in ketosis, you don't need to measure all the time. Measurements are very important, though, to determine the degree of certain treats that you want. Okay, so if you're going to have a quote-unquote treat and want to see how it affects your ketosis, you're going to need to measure at that time. So if it's your birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, or maybe your plan is to come out of ketosis for some other special occasion, you'll want to know what that looks like. Or if you're planning on adding some fruit, like I want to see what happens if I have a half of a banana, or if I have some carby vegetables like carrots or potatoes or corn, you'll want to determine how that affects your ketosis. Measuring your ketones is important in this situation. But if you're just status quo, you know you're eating the things that you eat most of the time, you know that you stay in ketosis that way, there's no need to be measuring constantly. So lastly, you may have to do nutritional ketosis for a year or so to quote unquote heal up your body from your diabetes. I am not sure that there's really a healing component, although again, the literature points to there's a lot of physiologic and disease reversing benefits of having ketone bodies in your bloodstream, but my point is more that you don't necessarily have to do nutritional ketosis for the rest of your life. But obviously you can't go back to eating crap all of the time. Remember, this is all physiology. Your body developed diabetes not because something's wrong with you, but because that's how our body physiologically responds to food that we're not meant to eat all the time. If you go back to eating the same junk that made you sick in the first place, you should expect that you're going to get sick again. However, if you decide that you want to add occasional potatoes, carrots, fruits, natural grains like quinoa, black rice, farro, barley, etc., you want to add those back to your diet, you should not develop diabetes from adding these back occasionally, doing this in a way that serves your body. This is what I work with my clients to determine. We work on determining what foods serve your body, but my point is that you may not have to eat a diet that supports nutritional ketosis forever. But many diabetics find this totally serves their body and their mind. I'll tell you one of the main benefits of being in ketosis and having ketone bodies in your system is that your hunger signals drop way low. They don't actually suppress your hunger signals, but if you're making ketone bodies, you don't have a high amount of glucose in your system, which means you don't have a lot of insulin in your system. Remember, insulin's produced from eating carbohydrates, which obviously isn't happening when you're in nutritional ketosis. So insulin actually drives hunger signals. This is one of the problems that diabetics have. They have so much insulin in their system. Remember, they're insulin resistant. And then their medical providers typically add more insulin as part of the standard of care in the American healthcare system. They're constantly having hunger signals released from this insulin that's in their system. And then, of course, they eat things that are typically highly processed, causing even more insulin to be released and more hunger signals to be released. It's really a vicious cycle. So many diabetics prefer to always be in nutritional ketosis. They actually like the way they feel. They like the mental sharpness, the clean, healthy eating, and not constantly having to struggle with hunger. So I don't have all my clients go on nutritional ketosis to reverse their diabetes. Some are able to do this with intermittent fasting. Some of them just have to clean up their diets. All of these are total options, whether you do nutritional ketosis, intermittent fasting, or whether you just clean up your diet and stop eating junk. All of these are options to normalize your blood sugars and reverse your type 2 diabetes, but recognize they all take a lot of thought work. They all require learning to override our brain's drive to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. We work on these thoughts and we work on these behaviors during our coaching sessions. That's what coaching offers that other places don't offer. Coaching offers us help on our thoughts and our behaviors so that we can start to live our naturally healthiest life. If this is something you're interested in, by all means, send me a message at Delaine@DelaineMD.com. We'll set up a consult and we'll see what we can do for you. Remember that coaching doesn't necessarily have to happen between me and somebody who is in the same time zone or area code as me. Thank God for the advent of all things technological that sometimes kick my butt, but it allows me to coach anybody from any part of the country. So if you're in some other part of the country, not in the Kansas area, that's okay. We can still work together. You can still have these great results and live your naturally healthiest life. Okay, I hope you guys have a great week and I will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.